USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
As preparations for your Thanksgiving feast are probably starting to take shape, keep a heads up if chicken is on the menu. A recall has been announced.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and to dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's Chili Lime Chicken Burgers and Spinach Feta Chicken Sliders. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This year, Thanksgiving is officially Thursday, November 25th. USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The least affected age group in the fight against the coronavirus is that of children. The 5 to 11 age group, according to science, is no more potent than the seasonal flu. In fact, this age group has virtually a 0% chance of harmful effects from COVID-19. Neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions the push to vaccinate this age group with an experimental vaccine.
And the science tells us that the mortality rate from COVID for children is 0.025%, about the same as it is for seasonal flu. We don't go through all of these measures every year for seasonal flu. And in addition to that, this is still experimental. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Why wouldn't we simply encourage people to seek the advice of their caregiver and arm themselves with appropriate information rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats, even if some of them have MD behind their name, trying to make decisions for everyone? And there is no one-size-fits-all, because when you look at the people who have died, the children who have died, almost all of them had significant comorbidities. So why would you take something that was zero risk and inject long-term risk into it? But the children are going to be around for a very long time. Why would we subject them to that risk?
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.